Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So let's see, if you missed any of our first hour, I really do encourage you to pick it up. Michael Morris was with me. We talked quite a bit about free speech and the assaults on free speech that are happening. President Trump was banned again on YouTube. We talked a little bit about the new banning that happened to me. I'm listed there as well. You can go to their website. It is censortrack.org. censortrack.org, and I'm on page 3 at the moment. I've got a couple more that'll be added recently, having to do with LinkedIn has now banned me, and actually LinkedIn banned my next guest. We'll talk about that here in just a second. And then bottom of last hour, Joe Mobley was with me. We talked about Joe Biden's lies that he's telling us relative to the numbers, and we opened up with this scripture, Titus 1:10-13. For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers, we get that on the screen, and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. Can you imagine? This is Paul writing to Titus. Now, can you imagine someone today saying those kinds of things about anyone? They're always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Can you imagine a pastor calling out the lies, let's say, in the Democrat Party and all that the Clintons are doing and the lying that they're doing? Can you imagine that and not hearing all of the woke people screaming and hollering from the rafters, trying to silence free speech? Why do you think they're going after Christians in Scripture? Because Paul and Peter and John were not afraid. And James, man, they called it just like they saw it. Jesus, my friend Doug Giles, who will be on tomorrow, talks about it. Jesus was not a wimp, okay? They didn't put him on that cross because they knew that he was dying to save the world. They put him on that cross because they were afraid of him, because he called them out for what they were. Vipers, sons of the devil. All right, I've warmed things up for my next guest. David Shostokas is with me. David, welcome. Good to have you, bud. You can stay on or you can drop off, I know you're a warrior, so you'll probably stick with me.
I'm gonna stick with you, but that's certainly a tough act to follow, Paul and Jesus and you.
Oh, man. Well, so LinkedIn... One of the episodes that they had an issue with was the one where you talked about H.R. 1 and you exposed what H.R. 1 was and why it was unconstitutional. And then you went on to talk about your testimony and what you witnessed in Pennsylvania as an election monitor that you testified to in front of the Pennsylvania legislature. And of course, I know you were involved also, I think, in Georgia, right? In the election monitoring there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I was in Georgia as well. Yeah. And for the Senate runoffs, which of course is, sometime we should do a show about that because everybody always says what happened on January 6th. Well, what happened on January 6th in Georgia was much more important than what happened in January 6th in Washington, D.C. Very, very strange. Yeah, but that's because everybody was watching Washington, D.C., that they did other things in Georgia. So
Are you referring to election irregularities, David? Is that what you're talking about?
Irregularities, anomalies, locked doors. Access to public observation of both ballot processing and signature verification that had been going on for 2 weeks, at least that I was involved in prior to that time, that all of a sudden was closed to the public. Yeah, and that was closed to the public on January 6th in Georgia while everybody was watching what was going on in D.C.
Well, see, now, we're not allowed, according to YouTube, Twitter, Vimeo and LinkedIn, all of which have banned me for having conversations just like this, for talking about election irregularities and the possibility that the 2020 election had problems, and which I believe that it had huge problems, by the way, and for suggesting that this Senate runoff, that there was maybe some, illegal activity that led to a not so accurate result.
Well, I often speak of both my experiences in Pennsylvania and Georgia by simply describing my personal observations and let anybody that wants to draw their own conclusions. These are all personal observations. They're not anything that's made up. It's not hearsay. It's not conspiracy theory. It wasn't conspiracy theory that we were kept, 30, 40 feet away from where they were processing ballots in Pennsylvania and Allegheny County. It's not any kind of conspiracy that we went to places that had boarded up windows that were in fact getting election mail because people were registered to vote at condemned buildings. These are all true stories that were personal observations. I'm not making anything up. People can draw their own conclusions. I don't ever say who won or who lost. I can't predict that from what I saw. I can predict what was wrong or not. I can recount what was wrong. That's
sure,
not a prediction of what was wrong.
But according to these, social media censors, you can't even say that. You can't testify that. You can't say something was wrong. You can't talk about your experiences. Dr. Judy Mikovits was on my program, and she recounted her actual research. This is what I researched. This is what I discovered. This is what the lab tests showed. These are the documents to prove this. They're certified. They're medically published, and so on and so on and so on. And my program on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on Vimeo was banned for said information being testified to in an interview on this program. So according to these censors, David, we're not allowed to make those kinds of true testimonies. I testified also about my two children that are permanently vax damaged, but I can't do that either because, well, it's against the rules and it injures the woke somehow.
And that's what's really rather curious is you don't even have to draw conclusions. You don't even have to say something was stolen. All you have to say is, this is what I saw. This is what I was part of. This is, this is my own observation. You can draw your own conclusions from that if you want, or not believe me. You're free to not believe.
Sure.
what I have to say. You know, that's that, in fact, that's what free and fair and open debate about. And the answer has historically been to incorrect speech, if you will, or mistaken or fraudulent speech. There's always been more speech. It's not been less.
Well, you and I share a common experience. We both died and came back to life, and we both had experiences on the other side, things that happened. And those are our testimonies. Now, someone can listen to those testimonies and they can believe them, or someone can listen to those testimonies and decide that they don't think that we're telling the truth. But that's really, you know, I mean, there are medical records. You have medical records that support this, and doctors that will validate that you died, individuals that were in the courtroom when you left this world, and individuals that were there when you came back. And I have individuals that were witnesses, that were doctors that were working on me at University Hospital, who say that I died three times. So, you know, I didn't tell them I died. They told me, and I said, man, that makes some sense, because I have these three experiences that happened, and I didn't know where I was when they happened. And now I guess I understand it, because you told me that I died three times.
Yeah, that's entirely accurate. And again, people are free to believe and take that for what it's worth and draw their own conclusions, or they're free to reject it. But what they shouldn't be free to do is silence anybody, you know. And that's the problem that's permeating the country and permeating the world these days. That we're acting as if, of course, from what I understand, the people in Russia are only getting one side of the story, and apparently they don't call it a war. You know, they've got this Orwellian special operation phrase that they're utilizing. And I wonder what they're doing with the dead Russian soldiers, you know, what they're telling their families, or if they've even told their families, you know, that these guys are, that the Russian soldiers are have been killed in this special operation. What are they telling their families? Or have they even told their families? At this juncture, it's only 3 weeks old. It might not be impossible that they haven't even told their families that their loved ones, their sons, their husbands, their loved ones, their nephews, and are dead. You know, and that's the danger that the world is going into when they, in fact, censor truth. You know, censor. You know, we don't even have to say that it's truth, because truth will out if, in fact, you give it the platform. If all the platforms were to cooperate and just let everybody do what they want, then I mean, who are they protecting? You know, who are they protecting with censorship?
The individual can decide. I mean, I've got certain individuals that I've had to block off of my page on Facebook over the years at times, because the conversations just were turning into something that I felt was ugly and unnecessary, and I couldn't get the individual to stop. And so I said, okay, you know what? You're not going to be allowed to converse here. I'm not going to allow it. This is my, I mean, your Facebook page is like your living room. Certain things you can allow in your living room, and other things you say, you know what? This is my living room. And you know, the deal is, and some people get confused, but it's a news feed. If you don't want to pay attention to what a particular subject is on a news feed, then, you know, don't follow them, and then you won't see it, because you're not following them. It's just a matter of understanding that. But individuals should have the right to decide what conversations they want to participate in and what conversations they don't, and to share their story. And if somebody has questions about it, by all means, I'm all about answering questions for people. But then when it becomes ugly, or it gets ugly, at that point you can decide, say, you know what, I'm going to step away from this, because I don't want to be involved in an ugly conversation. All right, we'll be back with more with David Shostakis coming up after this. Constitutional Soundbites, be sure and pick those up. You can get them at his website. You can go to ChildrenGenerationRadio.com under CG Contributors and click on David's picture. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is David Shostokas. And I don't want to fail to mention that David is running and has filed now with the state of Illinois to be the next attorney general for the state of Illinois. And I just want to say that I believe, David, that you would be an incredible attorney general for the state of Illinois and for the United States of America. I know you wouldn't be the attorney general for the United States, but if we could at least have one state attorney general that is standing up and fulfilling their office role, which is the restoration of law and justice, you know, Chicago, for example, might be a much more pleasant place to be for every citizen, every American living in Chicago.
It's a great point that you make, and people obviously always, or the news media, if you will, always focuses on the U.S. Attorney General and the things that are happening at the federal level. But the powers of elected attorney generals across the country are just so incredible for their ability to protect the people from the overreach of their own government, that or the failure of local prosecutors to do things. We currently have a brand new attorney general in Virginia, Attorney General Mieres, who is stepping forward to take care of things that the woke prosecutors around the state of Virginia are not doing. Attorney General Paxton in Texas exercises the authority within his office in an extraordinarily, extraordinarily positive way. And people should really look more inward or look to their states and the opportunity to... For me, if I were to be elected as the Illinois Attorney General, to take care of things like Kim Fox's failure to actually prosecute murderers and even smaller crimes is just, you know, just amazing. And so, we're excited about that situation. And people get confused between the U.S. Attorney General because it has the same title as the state attorney generals. Mm-hmm. But even though they have the same title, the jobs are entirely different. The U.S. Attorney General is appointed by and serves at the pleasure of the president. In 43 states, the Attorney General is, in fact, elected by the people and is responsible to the people, not the government. Mm-hmm. In so many places, Illinois among them, where these governors have issued all these orders saying that things are mandated and whatnot. And of course, they're backing off on them now and hoping that people will forget by November the tyranny that they placed them under for 2 years. And so now they're trying to back off from some of that and restore some of the things till the next election is over. But we shouldn't forget about what the governors have done. And we should remember that the only way that the governors get to do that is with the cooperation of the attorney general, because it's the attorney general of the states, including Illinois, that in fact can put a stop to these kinds of things. If there's a legal question about what the governor's authority is and what and he disagrees with the attorney general, you know who wins? The attorney general. because it's the attorney general that would have to defend the governor in court. And if the governor oversteps his legal authority and the attorney general says, no, I am not going to defend this in court, the governor's illegal activities are in fact shut down. It always requires the cooperation of the attorney general. And that's something most people, you know, we're not educated on that, Greg. It's not that people are ignorant. You know, they've just never been told this. They don't understand. And they have this misapprehension that their state attorney general operates like the U.S. attorney general. And that's just not the case. And well, we're looking forward to this campaign and explaining that to those people. And hopefully when we have the opportunity to talk to a national audience like yours, to, you know, bring this issue to the attention of people throughout America.
Two things real quick. How do people reach out to you? They can go to your website. Is that the best way for them to make contact with you at this point?
Yes, there's a contact form on shestokas.com, which is shestokas.com. And of course, if you're on Facebook, I have Dave Shestokas, David J. Shestokas for Illinois Attorney General. They can follow what the activities are on my Facebook page there, and they can join my Facebook group for discussion on the Constitution. Dave Shestokas on the Constitution. So.
And then real quickly, I want to get this in. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but I want to get this in too. And that is, you educate too that rights belong to the people, powers belong to the state. And so the state attorney general's job is to ensure that the rights of the individual are protected in accordance with the state constitution and the U.S. Constitution.
That's entirely accurate. There's a misapprehension. People talk about states' rights or the rights. States have no rights. States only have the authority that's granted by the people. And so then people have rights, and governments are instituted among men to secure those rights. To quote from the Declaration of Independence. And we look forward to talking about that over the next 6 or 8 months more until we get the authority to do it, Greg.
Amen. Amen. David Shestokas, you can find him again at CG Contributors, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to CG Contributors. You'll find David Shestokas. Click on his picture and it will take you directly to the website, and you can make contact with him there. If you'd like to help him in his campaign, if you'd like to support what he's doing, by all means, please make that contact today. We need strong, constitutional-minded, biblical attorney generals in power, in office.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And let me try to figure out. There we go. Ha! I did it. I did it. I pushed the right buttons and the right things happened. I love it when a plan comes together. I'm going to get everybody laughing now because I said that as we were getting ready to come on. Whew. All right. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program my co-host for this portion of the show. Joins me each and every Wednesday. He's also with me to kick our weeks off on Mondays. He is the president and CEO of Americans for Limited Government and also the Daily Torch. That's the Daily Torch. I want to welcome Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. We've got a good half hour planned.
I believe that we have an excellent half hour planned, and I'm so glad to have my next guest back with me. She's the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. You can see that if you're watching us, by the way. If you're one of the 25, 26, 27,000 people that are viewing us right now on TECNTV.com or on Clout Hub or on one of our Facebook pages where we're severely shadow banned. But you can see SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is that website. You'll also see under there StopVaxPassports.org. We'll talk about both those things with the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, Mrs. Dee Dee Laugesen. Dee Dee, welcome. Good to have you.
Hello, Pastor Greg. Glad to be back. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Dee Dee.
We missed you last week, two weeks ago. Sehun was wonderful, and it was great to get a chance to connect with him and talk about what you guys were doing regarding the games. And by the way, I just want to say, let me get the, yeah, there we go. We got a little cheer going on. Because the efforts of Save the Persecuted Christians to address the genocide games, I think it had an impact. Viewership was at an all-time low for the Olympics this last time. So way to go.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, and people were calling the Beijing Olympics the genocide games everywhere. It was viral. So yeah. Our work on that task force really, really had an impact. And I do believe that it seriously impacted the viewership. But at the same time, elevated the stories of the atrocities of communist China against its own people.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and it's interesting, too, because I think that's created quite a spin. I'm hearing from behind their Iron Curtain that part of the reason Xi has not gone into Taiwan is because he's in trouble. The leadership of the CCP is trying to decide whether or not Xi's the right guy because he put all of his marbles behind Putin. And we'll talk about that in a second. But Putin is failing in Ukraine. And I had a guest on yesterday, and we talked about the Iranian missile launch. And there's going to become, you're going to hear this narrative, that Iranian missile launch was Iran not sending a message to the U.S., not responding to anything having to do with Israel. That was a message to Xi and to Putin, because Putin has snatched Syrian troops and is putting them boots on the ground to try to salvage his loss, because he's losing in Ukraine, which puts Rossi in a bad position where he can't do the invasion that he had planned into Saudi Arabia and then ultimately into Israel, all because Putin is failing. So it's a big deal. And good news
for us.
It's
a really big deal.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah,
really big deal. You know, you got Putin who's, you know, seeking aid from China right now, and anyone else who may be in it, okay to give aid to Russia at this point. So I think Iran was signaling that it's on board with the Putin Xi agenda. But you're right. Both economies of Russia and China are suffering tremendously right now, and Xi is definitely struggling to retain control. So it's going to be a rocky year in geopolitics, but I think that the West is winning.
Well, and that's why. Yeah, go ahead, Rick. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah,
please.
I was gonna hit on people have been talking about the oil prices really pretty much plummeting on the world markets the last couple of days, and scratching their heads as to why that's occurring. And the answer is, China is having terrible projections in terms of their economy for the upcoming quarter and two quarters, and as a result, the futures of how much oil is going to get consumed worldwide is being cut. And so it has everything to do with the fact Xi's in trouble, because the economy is failing in China at the same time that a lot of the international bets may not be paying off.
There you go. So, and that's, all the more reason why the two projects that SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is very actively involved in are so important as well. And let's start with the Ukrainian project, and you can go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org to learn about this. But Didi, tell us about what you guys are doing tomorrow to try to help people better understand and perhaps maybe shoot down some of the false narratives that are out there that are kind of dividing conservatives and so on over the issue of Russia and Ukraine.
Sure. So this year, Save the Persecuted Christians has started offering a monthly webinar for the public to gain a greater understanding of current events and timely topics that have to do with the persecution of Christians around the world and threats to religious freedom. So this month, we are doing our webinar on Ukraine's faith communities in the path of destruction. You know, Ukraine has one of the oldest Christian communities in all of Europe, and it has historical sacred sites that are being targeted by Russia right now. There's pictures of churches in flames, and And, you know, a lot of these churches were built up and, you know, the earliest one that's really in trouble right now, the Cathedral of Assumption in Kyiv, was built in 1078. St. Michael's Golden Dome, which many people have seen on the cameras and the videos as they've covered Kyiv, was built in 1113. They have numerous churches throughout the entire country that are very old. Their architecture, their art, their the sites are at risk because Russia is waging not a conventional war based on international rules for war and such, but a total war where civilians are targeted. And so there will be no mercy from Russia on these historical sites or these faith communities. And as many people know, there's been a schism in Ukraine. The Orthodox Church of Ukraine has split from the Moscow Patriarchy. And so we know that these communities that, you know, split from Moscow, they will be seriously persecuted under any Russian regime that seeks to impose itself in Ukraine. So on Thursday at 4:30 p.m., we'll be hosting this webinar, and people can go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org to register to attend. We will have the Honorable Sam Brownback, who was our U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom under the last administration. Lauren Homer, who is a international lawyer who has worked in Russia and many of the former Soviet republics. Rabbi Michael Shiffman, who's the executive director of Chevra USA. They've served elderly Ukrainian Jews since 1993. Father Gregory Golizniak is a Catholic pastor who is a student in sacred architecture with an emphasis on the Gothic architecture of the 11th to the 17th centuries. And Oleg Adbashian is a colleague of mine who runs the satirical site peoplescube.com, but he grew up under Soviet rule in Ukraine, and his parents are still there and in the path of the Russian invaders.
There's an awful lot to be shared. We've been talking with Pastor Vitaly. I've done a number of interviews with him, and he's giving regular updates with regards to what's taking place over there, and it's horrific. And then I was doing some more, following on what's going on Russian television over there. They're saying and suggesting that the Russians in the cities that they are, you know, some of the cities where they are occupying, and that when they take occupation, that anybody that is has dissented, they need to start hanging people in the streets. They need to convene military courts and begin hanging people. That's horrific.
Yeah. Oh, it is really horrific. It's, you know, that they're targeting children's hospitals and maternity wards. I have heard these rumors of mass executions coming. We haven't seen that yet. And it does seem that Russia is faltering in its invasion, and how long it will be able to keep it up is really questionable. But yes, any dissenters, anyone who is a Ukrainian nationalist or, you know, oriented towards the West and away from Russia is seriously at risk. And we know under Russian rule that, anything outside of the Russian Moscow Orthodox Church will suffer.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We need to take a quick break, Dee Dee, and we'll be right back.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Very quickly, tomorrow on the program, we're hopeful to get Dr. Carol Lieberman to give us her insight on Vladimir Putin from a psychiatrist perspective, psychologist perspective. Tracy Fenton will be with us. Doug Giles will be with us tomorrow. We'll talk about prayers of a warrior. And Jeff Stone, who is running for office as senator for the state of Nevada, will be with us tomorrow as well. So hope you will be with us for that. And then a very special treat on Friday. We will have an entire hour with Larry Klayman. We'll be talking about the J6 defendants, the class action lawsuit that has been filed, and the grand jury indictments on government bad actors, and where in the Constitution and the legalities behind those actions being taken by Larry and other patriots. So we'll have all that coming up for you on Friday, along with Daniel Greenfield, who is Sultan Kanish, and also on Front Page Mag and a part of David Horowitz Freedom Center. All right, joining me now, Dee Dee Loggison and SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, StopVaxPassports.org, and Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Dee Dee, I was beginning to tell you, you guys, very quickly the story that Vitaly had told me about the village that's 10 miles from them, and they have confirmed that this is in fact, then they heard the bombs and the sound of the Russian army invading this village. And in these small Ukrainian village, folks, the main street that comes in, the building, the first building that you come to is a church. And so generally speaking, they would set up the checkpoints there to make sure that no one, because the Russians were also acting as insurgents and dressing themselves up in civilian clothing and what have you. So if you weren't known in the village, they would stop you and say, no, I'm sorry, no admittance. Okay. Well, the Russians came into that village with bombings and artillery and weaponry and soldiers, and they shot the priest of that church. They killed him. This is really going on. This is really happening. And that's why it's important that this seminar take place tomorrow and that people get the truth behind what's really happening in the Ukraine. And I'm just telling you, as a Cold War veteran, Russian linguist of the United States Air Force, who was informed, educated by Russian defectors, briefed by high-level Russian defectors, whose faces and names I can't share, we were instructed about who these people were, what their background was, and how they thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Putin is an evil man. Period, end of story. He is an evil man. He is not a converted, born-again Christian, as some would propose. That is not who he is. I wish that he was. We can pray that he might be, but that's not who he is. Dee Dee, your thoughts, and Rick, go right ahead, please.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you. Putin is all about himself and has this idea that he can reestablish the great Soviet, the great Russian history and re-obtain all of these lands and propel himself into greater world power. And many consider that he might be ill, that he's really looking to establish this legacy, and so it's all driven by this insane amount of hubris and no concern for his fellow man. And the war crimes that he is committing right now, you know, are a testimony to the level of evil that exists in this man.
What?
Yeah, Dee Dee, with the seminar you're putting on, the webinar you're putting on tomorrow, what are you going to be talking about in just like 30 seconds? Why should somebody listen? What's the single reason somebody should tune in, and how do they do that again?
Well, you know, as we were discussing just a bit ago, these churches have survived the Nazis, the communists, but will they survive Putin? You know, and these faith communities imperiled by Russian forces, the sacred historic sites, the artwork, the history at risk, is precious to the world. And I think that this is a unique way to look at the situation in Ukraine from the perspective of good and caring Christians who need to support our brothers and sisters in this time. We've lost so much in the Middle East. We've lost so much of our history. And, you know, and here it is again, you know, potentially being extinguished in Russia so that they can insert their own form of Christianity, but extinguish and subsume all of the rest of any faith being exercised there.
It's
when's the webinar? How does somebody listen to it?
Yes, sure. 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, Thursday, March 17th. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org to register. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
And I'm going to go ahead and put that up right now for those that are watching. You can see it on our screen right now. Webinar, Ukraine's Faith Communities in the Path of Destruction. And again, Ukraine's Faith Communities in the Path of Destruction, the webinar, how you can get to it. Just go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And it's literally on the front page of SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. It will show you register here. I registered this morning, so I am registered to attend. I will be on the call for that and look forward to that. And really do encourage you to get signed up for that. There's a few other things that are on there as well. Join the Save Us movement. Can you tell us about that very briefly?
Sure. So the Save Us movement, Save the Persecuted Christians, is both a coalition of NGOs, faith leaders, civil society members who are really providing aid to persecuted Christians around the world and doing the important research and reports that are necessary to change the policies that are affecting them and to hold persecutors accountable. We have a grassroots movement. That's just the ordinary citizen out there who wants to engage, to help educate their communities, and to also help us raise that voice from the grassroots that can compel political leaders to act on behalf of these communities. So we beg people to join the Save Us movement, and, you know, a small contribution, $5 a month, makes a big difference in the work that we're about.
There's a picture on here too, Dee Dee, of a guy with a microphone and a very small child who appears to be in tears. There are some who have attempted to try to refute that the Islamists will take young girls like this as wives. Can you talk about that for just a second?
Yeah, so that image is an ISIS slave auction, and the little girl is being auctioned off at that moment to be a child bride. We saw this in Iraq and Syria as ISIS swept through, and the Christian communities, the Yazidi communities, these young girls were stripped from their families. We're now seeing this happen in Afghanistan as well. No regard for, you know, for the sacred dignity of each human life, and that women and girls just simply do not have any voice under Islam, and are treated more like farm animals than they are as human beings.
Again, folks, go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Get signed up for Ukraine's Faith Community webinar that's going to happen tomorrow. I very much encourage you. We're out of time. Dee Dee, Rick, thanks.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.